We're going to talk to today, Be'ezer Hashem, about the first sugya in the fourth chapter of Psochim, the Mishnah that one is not allowed to do work on the day before Pesach, on the 14th of Nisan. The Mishnah says like this: Mokom shenogu lasas malacha ba'arvei Psochim ad chatzos osin. In the places where the custom is to do work on Erev Pesach, the day before Pesach, until midday, one is allowed to do work. Mokom shenogu shelo lasas ein osin. A place where the custom is not to do work, one must not do work. Rashi explains, Mokom shenogu ad chatzos chatzayom, half the day, shelo lasas, not to do work before midday. Says Rashi, what is the reason not to do work before midday? Says Rashi, Kadesh lo ye torud bimlocha, that in order that a person shouldn't be so busy doing their work, their mundane work, v'yishkach bir chemtso, and they'll forget to destroy the chometz, v'shchitus ha-pesach, they'll forget to slaughter the Pesach sacrifice, v'tikun matzah, to prepare the matzah, they'll forget all these things, v'tzorach ha-layla, for Pesach night, for the Seder night. Therefore, there was a custom not to do work the whole of the in the morning as well. Rashi adds, the mitzvah l'troch mi be'od yom, it's a mitzvah to do all this work before, do all these preparations before Pesach starts. Why k'day l'hosev maher, to do the haseba, to have the meal quickly? Because the amo b'perek basra, like the Gemara says in the last perek of Psochim, chot fin matzah, we grab the matzahs on Pesach night, on the Seder night, v'shvil tinokas shlo yishnu, so that the young children should not fall asleep. And Rashi on Daf Kuftes, the second explanation, and Rashi says, what does it mean chot fin matzah? What does it mean we grab the matzahs? This means that we eat quickly so that the children should stay awake and should ask all the questions. And that's one of the main things of the Seder night, for the children to explain to the children about us going out of Egypt. There's an interesting observation that we can make in Rashi, that Rashi is really telling us that in principle, if it would be possible, it would actually be the best thing, even Seder night, to bake the matzahs. But only that's not practical, that's not a good idea, because that's going to make the meal very late. But in principle, the nearer that we can make the baking of the matzahs to the eating of the matzahs, the better. And that Be'ezer Hashem will see later on that this is consistent, this fits in with Rashi's opinions on other points. Okay, that's Rashi's opinion. The reason for not working Erev Pesach is to be able to prepare the mitzvahs, to have time to prepare the mitzvahs of Pesach. Tosfos gives a different reason. But first we must point out that Rashi is actually referring to not doing work before midday. Tosfos says like this, Mokom shenogu omer ri b'shem rivo. The Re quotes the Riva, the Mefarish Bereshami, the Talmud Bereshami, the Palestinian Talmud, explains the reason, Maishno Arbi Pesachim Mishar Yom Tov. What's the difference between Erev Pesach and between other Yom Tovim? And incidentally, the Gemara on the next Omud on 50b gives two differences between Erev Pesach and between every Erev Yom Tov or every Erev Shabbos. One difference, if one does work on every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yom Tov, one doesn't see a sign of blessing, a simon brocha from the work, but one is not actually punished for doing it. But on Erev Pesach, it's a prohibition. One is put in chayram if one does melacha. And the other difference is that on Erev Pesach, it's from midday that there's a prohibition. In contrast, on other Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, it's later on. It's only from Mincha. This is later on that there's a prohibition. But now the Tosfos is explaining what's the reason that Erev Pesach is more stringent. So the Yerushalmi says the Zman HaPesach Mechatzos Ve'Eilech, the time of bringing the korban of Pesach is from midday on. So an individual also, any day that he has to bring a korban, he's not allowed to work. Now, obviously, what is the reason that when somebody brings a korban, that they're not allowed to do work? Because obviously, because it's a Yom Tov, it's a happy day for them. On a Yom Tov, you're not allowed to work. I found, in fact, in the Sifri and in the Malbim, in Parshas Bahaloscha, in Bamidbar, but the Torah there is talking about when we blow the shofar and the chatzotras, and the Torah says, "Ubiyom simchaschem, ubamoyadeichem, v'roshaychadcheichem." On the days of your joy, on your festivals. Now, there's an opinion there in the Sifri. What does it mean, "Biyom simchaschem," the days of your rejoicing? The Sifri quotes Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson says, these are the days that you bring a Talmud. These are days when you bring a korban. These are happy days. And the Malbim quotes there, our Tosfos, that you see that the day you bring a korban, this is a happy day, this is a Yom Tov, and therefore you have to rejoice, and automatically you're not allowed to work. Tosfos continues, and he quotes the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi asks, that therefore, why don't we say that the whole of Erev Pesach should be forbidden to do melacha? Just like on the whole of the day that anyone brings a korban, you're not allowed to do work. So Tosfos answers that there's a difference, that the Pesach korban you can only bring after midday. That's different than all other korbanos that you can bring all through the day. So therefore, the prohibition is only after midday. Then Tosfos continues, and Tosfos says, so every day is a happy day. Every day we bring a korban tomid. So every day, and it's also an obligation on the community to bring the korban tomid every day. So that every day one should not be allowed to work. Tosfos answers, no, that can't be, because the Torah says you have to gather your produce. And if everyone would be having a holiday every day, nobody would be able to work in the fields. Okay. Tosfos continues, "Umashma hosim didmi diraisa asura." It seems in the Rishami that it's the diraisa prohibition of doing work. Why did Tosfos see that? I presume from the fact that the Rishami says, the Talmud had Torah hotziya min haklal. The Torah took it out of this rule, which implies that otherwise it would be forbidden midiraisa to do work. Tosfos finishes, v'nira da'af bisman hazeh delech ha'krova, even nowadays when there's no korban Talmud, kimin shenasa az osel olam, because then it was forbidden, so it's forbidden forever to do melacha on Erev Pesach. There's also an intimate, well, just going back to the idea of being happy, the happiness that a korban created. The Shari Tshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah, he quotes a pasuk that we say actually in the after davening every Monday. How to Mesos Kol Haaretz Yifeinov Mesos Kol Haaretz Haaretz Yon. The mantle of Zion was the beautiful place. It was the joy of the whole world. Rabbeinu Yonah explains that the reason is because if somebody did an Avera, they were very worried until they had the opportunity to come to Yerushalayim to Hatzion to bring the korban. This is what created for them the joy. Similarly, on Erev Pesach, it's a national holiday. We're going now to offer the sacrifice, which symbolizes that we went out of Mitzrayim, we became a nation. This is one of the happiest days in the Jewish year. That's why also we're not allowed to work on Erev Pesach. Now, let's go on our Mara Mekomos on the references. Number two, we see here the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah asks a question on Rashi. Rashi says that the reason you're not allowed to do work Erev Pesach is to give yourself enough time to prepare all the mitzvahs. Ask the Magid Mishnah, if that's true, then what's the difference between Erev Pesach and Erev Sukkos? On Erev Sukkos, you also have to build your sukkah. You have to prepare your lulav and your esrog. You have a lot of mitzvahs to get ready also on Erev Sukkos. So therefore, the Magid Mishnah says he doesn't agree with Rashi. You have to say that the reason is, like Tosa says, that's because of the korban. So that's the Magid Mishnah's kasha on Rashi. The Tosa Yom Tov gives really quite a simple answer, that there's a difference between Pesach and Sukkos. We have the Mishnah Berurah, we have it here. Number five. The Ramah says that Sukkos, that you the mitzvah is to start immediately after Yom Kippur to start your sukkah. And then we have in the next number five, we see again that the Ramah says again that there's a mitzvah to get the sukkah ready straight away. The Mishnah Berurah explains that on the day after, on the night after Yom Kippur, you make a start, if as much as you have strength, if you can. The day after Sukkos, you continue. You try and finish it, the whole of the sukkah, if possible. And then, your sukkah should be ready on the 11th of Tishrei, and then you have lots of time to learn Daf Yomi. Till Erev Sukkos. That's but the in contrast, says the Tosfos Yom Tov, the mitzvah of Pesach is to prepare the matzahs, for instance, as close to Pesach as you can. And he quotes the Torah. The Torah says that the custom was specifically only to bake the matzahs on Erev Pesach after midday. Some people also do this custom now, most people don't. In fact, the Vilna Gaon did not have this custom. The Vilna Gaon used to bake matzahs earlier on. But anyway, at any rate, the Torah does mention such a custom, and therefore this can be the Pshat in Rashi, that matzahs you have to do only close to Pesach, whereas sukkah you do as soon after Yom Kippur as you can, and you don't do it just before Sukkos. And that's the answer to the Magid Mishnah's kasha on Rashi. And in fact, I found that there are many Rishonim who say that according to Rashi, that you must bake matzahs, you must not bake matzahs before midday on Erev Pesach. And this, in fact, this is consistent with what we pointed out before in Rashi, that the only reason that you don't bake matzahs on say the night is because then the children would fall asleep. But you see, in principle, that you have to try and put it as close, put the baking the matzahs as close to the say the night as you can, and this is one of the Rishonim. The Shibuli Halechet says, "Oh, now what happens if Pesach falls on Motzei Shabbos, on Saturday night. So he says that Rashi says you're not allowed to bake matzahs on Erev Shabbos. Then you have to bake matzahs on the Seder night. And he says that Rashi says it's an issur d'oraisa. You must not bake matzahs before Erev Pesach. And when Pesach is on Motzei Shabbos, that's not possible. So you have to bake matzahs on Motzei Shabbos. Now, what's the source of this? The source is the Gemara on Daf Kuf Kof Omud Beis. The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you can only eat the Korban Pesach until Chatzos. And then Rabbi says on Kuf Kof Omud Beis that if somebody ate matzahs on Pesach on Seder night after midnight, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he wasn't Yotze. And that's why we try and the matzahs we try and eat the Afikoman before Chatzos, before midnight, because many Rishonim they say the halacha follows Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rashi says that what's the reason that you have to eat the matzahs before Chatzos, because that's the time that you bring the Korban Pesach. Rashi says we can take that one stage further. Just like there's a hekesh for the eating the matzahs and the Korban and slaughtering the Korban Pesach, there's also a comparison for baking from preparing the matzahs and for shechting the Korban Pesach. So just like you have to slaughter the Korban Pesach after midday on Erev Pesach, so Rashi holds that you have to bake the matzahs then also. So again, this is Rashi's opinion that the baking of the matzah has to be very close to Pesach. We don't paskin like Rashi. We say that you can bake matzahs beforehand. But anyway, that's Rashi's opinion, and that's how we can answer the Magen Mishnah's question on Rashi. There's another answer that I saw to Rashi's question, and this is the Tzlach answer. The Tzlach is by the Rabbi Cheskel Landau, the rabbi of Prague about 300 years ago, the author of the Noda B'Yehuda. Now the Tzlach says that there's a difference between Erev Pesach and Erev Sukkos. And one of the interesting things about the Tzlach is that we now start seeing the idea that it could be that Rashi doesn't actually disagree with Tosfos. Rashi is saying an additional reason. In fact, the Tzlach says like this. Rashi is actually referring to before midday. Tosfos is referring to after midday. Rashi is talking about the reason for the custom not to do work. Tosfos is talking about the prohibition of doing work after Chatzos. So they're talking about two different things, but Rashi in fact agrees to Tosfos that after midday the reason you're not allowed to do work is so that it's because then you have to bring the korban, and when you bring a korban you're not allowed to do work. So the Tzlach says a sorrow like this, that on Erev Pesach Rashi agrees that after midday there's a prohibition to do malacha. So therefore the places where they're machmir, the places where they don't do work even before midday, the reason they did that is because they're afraid, because you're not allowed to do work after midday, so you'll take advantage of the morning to do all your mundane. People will go into the office, people will go into the store, they'll be doing all their mundane work in the morning, and that way they won't have time to do all the mitzvahs of getting ready for Pesach. In contrast, Sukkos everyone agrees there's obviously no special korban for sukkahs, so there's no prohibition of doing work after midday. Therefore, there's not this great pressure on Erev Sukkos. Therefore, there was no reason to make a custom on Sukkos, Erev Sukkos morning, not to do malacha. That's another possibility to answer the Magen Mishnah's question. And possibly the interesting thing we see from this is that we have this possibility now that Rashi does not disagree with Tosfos. Now we're going to go a stage further. Well, in fact, just before we do this, we'll explain a bit more the opinion of the Magen Mishnah. Where did the Magen Mishnah get it from that Sukkos is such a Erev Sukkos, it's such a busy day that it's he considers as equivalent to Erev Pesach? We have a Mishnah. This is number 6 on the references. We have a Mishnah Chulin Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says like this, that there are 4 times in the year when if somebody is selling an animal, they have to say if they sold either the mother or the child or the daughter on the same day, because one is not allowed to slaughter both the mother and the daughter on the same day and the child on the same day. And therefore, and on these 4 days where everyone is busy slaughtering animals, we can assume that if somebody is buying the animal, he's buying to slaughter it today. So therefore, if you sell it to him, you have to inform that you've sold the mother or the child on that day. Now, the Mishnah mentions 4 times, and 2 of them are what we have Hoshana Rabbah, the Erev Shmini Atzeres, the end of Sukkos. Another of the days is Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan. Tosus there in Chulin quotes Rabbi Natan. Why is it only on before the last part of Pesach, in other words on Hoshana Rabbah, the day before Shmini Atzeres? Why is it only then that people slaughter animals so much? Why is there not such a din on Erev Sukkos? So Rabbi Natan says no. Erev Sukkos is something special. Everyone's busy getting ready the sukkah, building a sukkah, getting ready the lulav. They don't have time to slaughter so much. So you see that this is Magen Mishnah's idea. The Erev Sukkos is just as busy a day as Erev Pesach. However, Rashi does not have to agree with Rabbeinu Tam's reasons. There's other reasons mentioned in the Rishonim, and we have on number 7 the reason actually why everyone slaughters so much on Hoshana Rabbah before Shmini Atzeres is because it's to show that Shmini Atzeres is a separate Yom Tov. And the reason on Erev Pesach is because it's such a special happy day, that it's our day of freedom, it's our Chag HaChairos, that we became a free nation. These are the special reasons why on these 2 Yom Tov, the Yom Tovim that people do so much slaughtering, Rashi does not have to say that Erev Sukkos is such a specially busy day. Rashi says that only Erev Pesach has all these many mitzvahs that you have to do. That's what Rashi says on our Mishnah. Now, so far we have suggested that Rashi might agree to Tosfos' reason. Now we're going to try and do the converse. We're going to suggest that Tosfos might in fact agree to Rashi. So there's actually, it could be that there's no difference between, anyway, these are two valid reasons which Tosfos and Rashi both agree to. Now I want to look at the Baal Hamor. That's on the Rif. It's also on the Mara Mekomas. The Baal Hamor, he also quotes the Rishalmi. The reason we're not allowed to do work on Erev Pesach is because this is the time for bringing the carbon. But the Baal Hamor adds on that therefore nowadays, when we don't have a carbon, therefore there's no difference between Erev Pesach and every other Erev Yom Tov. And therefore the Baal Hamor says that there's no special prohibition of doing work on Erev Pesach. We've seen already that Tosfos does not agree with this. Tosfos says even nowadays that prohibition continues. And in fact most of the Rishonim disagree with the Baal Hamor. Most of the Rishonim say that even nowadays, like Tosfos says, even nowadays we're not allowed to do work on Erev Pesach, and that's the halacha, like Tosfos. The question is exactly why. So we see in some of the Rishonim here, we see in the Milchemas of the Ramban, we see in the Ran, that they say a concept that because originally there was a prohibition on doing malacha, because Beis Din made this prohibition, so this prohibition cannot be waived aside unless you have a greater Beis Din, which we don't have nowadays. So therefore the prohibition automatically continues. The Maram Chalava was a pupil of the Rashba, one of the Rishonim. He disagrees with the Baal Hamor, and he says an interesting thing. He says Ein HaKorban Ela Gilui Tam. The reason for the korban that we're not allowed to do work, it reveals the reason. It's a gilui tam. It reveals the reason. V'hu hadin nami mishum matzo umoro de mizman hazeh v'chein perish rashi. Even nowadays, when we only have matzo umoro, we don't have the korban. We still have a prohibition to do the work. So the Maram Chalava, he puts together both Tosfos' reason and both Rashi's reason. The Gilui Tam, the Korban, it reveals the reason. It could be that there's different reason. The reason is started off because we have to bring a Korban. Now let's look in the Milchamas. Milchamas is by the Ramban, and the Ramban is actually, he was the teacher of the Rashba, so the Ramban was the teacher of the Maram Chalava's teacher. And the Ramban says that this continues nowadays, the prohibition, because if the one based in said it's prohibited, it can no longer be permitted. And then he says, and he says like this: "V'ein harushalmi ala nosin tam alma hechmira bo tchila." The Yerushalmi is only giving the reason why originally it was forbidden to work. And then he carries on, V'kolshkein b'zeh shafilu l'hoist t'kon Hashem kach hadobah mahani umo l'iske matzo mora. The original reason why you're not allowed to do work is because you have to be, is because you're bringing carbon. After that reason became irrelevant, but the new reason became valid, that Rashi's reason that you have to prepare your matzah and moro. And then the Ramban finish concludes, he says, "Nira lefi Gemara seinu." It seems according to our Gemara, "Shatam af mifnei matzor mora." The Ramban is saying like this: the Yerushalmi says the reason for not being allowed to do work is because of the korban, but our Gemara, the Talmud Bavli, does not mention that reason. That seems to suggest that the our Gemara does not actually agree with that reason. Our Gemara understands a different reason. This is the reason that Rashi gives. This is possibly the reason why Rashi gives it, because Rashi explains our Gemara, he doesn't have to bring the Yerushalmi. The reason for the Gemara is so you should have enough time to prepare the mitzvahs of Pesach. So we've got a new idea now in the Milchamas and in the Maram Chalava, that there's two valid reasons, but Rashi and Tosfos are both good reasons why you're not allowed to do Melacha on Erev Pesach. So what I would like to suggest is that, seeing as the Milchamas and the Maram Chalava are very similar to Tosfos' opinion that the reason for not doing Melacha is because of the Korban, and it also carries on nowadays, so it's quite possible that Tosfos also agrees with Rashi, but Tosfos also agrees that Matzah Mora is a sufficient reason to make work forbidden on Erev Pesach. Now let's see a nafkamina, a practical ramification of this question of the Rashi and Tosfos. This is a question: what is the halacha if Pesach falls on Motzi Shabbos? What is the halacha concerning doing work on Friday, before the Friday before Pesach? So the Bir Halacha of the Mishnah Brura, this is number 15 on the references. The Bir Halacha says like this: that according to Tosfos, there shouldn't be a prohibition. That there's no prohibition on Friday, because if Pesach falls on Motzi Shabbos, a Korban Pesach is brought on Shabbos. So on Friday, there's no Korban. Therefore, according to Tosfos, one is allowed to do work on Friday. It's equivalent to every Erev Shabbos, no different than any Erev Shabbos. The Bir Halacha adds on that, but according to Rashi, that the reason for not being allowed to do work is to give you time to prepare the matzah and morah. According to Rashi, then it would be prohibited to do malacha on a Friday. The Bir Halacha concludes, because most of the poskim, they wrote for poskim Tosfos Tami Rishalmi, most of the poskim agree with the reason of the Rishalmi, so it says it is possible, maybe you don't have to be stringent when Pesach comes out on Friday. Now, that's not our job to get into the practice of halacha today, but we're just pointing out that now we've learnt the sugya, we've learnt up the Rishonim, and we've seen that quite a few Rishonim, we have the Milchamas, we have the Ran, we have the Maram Chalava, they also say that there's not just one reason, it's not just because of the Korban, but it's also because of to have time for Matzah Morah. That's why you're not allowed to do Malacha. So therefore it could be that even when Pesach is on Motzi Shabbos, on the Friday afternoon, after midday, there might be a prohibition of doing Malacha. Let's go to another question. And this is also a question of the Tzalach. This is the Tzalach on Tosfos. I think it's source number 8. The question is like this, as we've seen a few times before. Tosfos says, because it was originally forbidden to do Malacha because of the Korban, this continues even nowadays. And we've seen that the Rishonim, that they explain, because it was originally forbidden by Beis Din, this has to continue, this prohibition. The Tzlach asks an interesting question. This is not similar to many cases where we have something which was a halacha that was stated, and even though the original reason for the halacha has disappeared, even though the practical prohibition has to continue. For instance, we have in the diaspora we keep 2 days Yom Tov. The reason is because originally they didn't know outside Eretz Yisrael, they didn't know when Yom Tov really was, so they had to keep 2 days. Nowadays, that really shouldn't be applicable, because now we have a fixed calendar. But even so, the Gemara says that something which was at one time prohibited by the Beis Din, we can't permit that. Says the Tzlach, this is not similar to our case of not doing work when you bring carbon. Because even in the time when we had the Beis HaMikdash, it was only somebody who had to bring a carbon who wasn't allowed to do the work. It would seem logical that somebody who for some reason could not bring a carbon, even in the time of the, even then, he would have been able to work on Erev Pesach, but he didn't have to bring a carbon. And in fact, the Tzlach even says that the Baal HaMor's opinion seems a bit more logical, because there wasn't a general, it wouldn't seem there was a general prohibition. It's just a prohibition if you have to bring a carbon. Nowadays, no one can bring a carbon. Therefore, nowadays, there should be no prohibition on doing malacha. That's the Baal HaMor's opinion. And the problem is that most of the Rishonim don't agree with the Baal HaMor, so we're going to have to understand Tosfos and the other Rishonim. Says the Tzlach, you can answer like this, that you have to say that even in the time, even then, there was a gzeira that even somebody who could not bring a korban, let's say somebody who lived a long way off from Yerushalayim, the Mishnah on Tzadik Gimel on the base says that if you were a long way off from Yerushalayim, out further away than Modiim, then you don't have to bring a korban pesach. Says the Tzlach, but even so, even such a person would not be allowed to do work on Erev Pesach. Why? Because Midiraita he would be allowed to do work. But Chazal made an Issa D'Rabbanan that everyone, there's a general prohibition on everyone doing work on Erev Pesach. Also, for instance, somebody who was impure, somebody who was Tomei on Erev Pesach, another reason he can't bring a carbon, or we could add on if somebody, two brothers had died because of circumcision, so there's some hereditary blood disease, it's not possible, it's dangerous to circumcise this family, so this person doesn't have to do a bris. But still he can't sacrifice the Korban Pesach. But says the Tzlach, but all these people, there's an Issa D'Rabbanan for doing malacha. Therefore, this is the Issa D'Rabbanan which continues nowadays, because nowadays nobody can bring a Korban Pesach, but even so, this gezeira continues. Just if we have time, I want to suggest another answer to the last question, and this is in the Rosh. And the Rosh seems to say a different reason than other Rishonim say. He says that now, even nowadays, even though there's no Korban Pesach, it's still you're not allowed to do work. And he quotes a Gemara in Erevin, Daf Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, it wasn't so long ago in Daf Yomi. We had this Gemara that the Gemara says that there was a certain family, and their Yom Tov, they used to bring the Korban of the Wood, they used to bring it on the 10th of Av. And what happened one time, that Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos, so Tisha B'Av was postponed to the 10th, and therefore that family, they didn't fast the whole of Tisha B'Av. They didn't finish the fast. Why? because this was our Yom Tov, this was a family Yom Tov. That's the Rosh quotes the Gemara that they had this was their family's day for bringing the Korban, wasn't it, 10th of Av. The Rosh concludes, Rabbi Elazar Tzadok, he was after the destruction of the temple, so he wasn't in a time when they actually did bring this Korban, but even so, because his forefathers, they used to bring a Korban there, therefore it was a family holiday, a family Yom Tov, so therefore all of his family made a Yom Tov on that day, even later on. And the Rosh, what's the idea? Therefore, Erev Pesach is a Yom Tov for the whole of Klal Yisrael, for the whole of the Jewish people, because our forefathers, at the time that they had the Beis HaMikdash, our forefathers, our Avos Seinu, they had a Yom Tov. At least for most of the people, most of the Jewish people, it was a Yom Tov. So therefore, it continues even nowadays that it's not because of the Beis Din Paskan that we can't revert the Beis Din Pesach. No, it's a different reason, because it's a family holiday. It's Minag Avos Seinu. The Rosh's source must be the Gemara on the Nun Amud Beis. At the bottom, we have the account there that the Bnei Baishan in a certain place, they didn't go from Tzor to Tzedon, two places which were quite close together, but they didn't go on Friday to the marketplace. Why? Because that was they had a chumrah that they were stringent not to work on, even on Friday morning. The children came along and said, our fathers were wealthy, they didn't need the money so much, they were able to do this chumrah, but for us it's more difficult. We times are harder. We want to change the family custom. They were told, no, your fathers have got this custom, and you have, because of Shema Beni Musa Ravicha, you have to listen to your father's teachings, and you're not allowed to go against their custom, you have to follow in their custom. The same thing here, that we have to follow our forefathers' custom of having a Yom Tov on Erev Pesach after midday, and therefore not doing any work then. there's an interesting thing, maybe getting nearer the end of the Shia. Rabbeinu Peretz, he says something similar to the Rosh. This is not on the Maran HaKomos, but the Rabbeinu Peretz in our sugya, he says it's Minhag Avos Seinu Yodeinu, even though we don't have Pesach now. And then he adds on another idea. V'hachinam amrinan shehoyedorishin mehilchus haPesach kodem haPesach shloshim yom. There's another halacha that, in fact, this is on Daf Vav. There's a halacha Daf Vav on Daf. So 30 days before Pesach, there's a mitzvah to learn the halachas of Pesach. Says Rabbeinu Peretz, there was no Korban Pesach then, but because it was originally, there was an original takana to learn the halachas of Pesach, meaning you have to do the father's custom. We say the same thing here with the not doing malacha before Pesach. The original custom was because of the Korban, but it carries on nowadays for whatever reason. But this is an interesting thing, that Rabbeinu Peretz learns that the whole reason, what does it mean you learn halachas of Pesach 30 days before Pesach? Really it means the halachas of Korban Pesach. In fact, there's a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, that Hayomad base, that says this more specifically, that says that the original takana of learning the halachas was because of the Korban Pesach. But it continues nowadays. Now, I want to suggest that this is the pshat in the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, and it's very similar to our sugya. As we said, it started off, the reason not to do malacha is because you have to, because of the korban. It continues nowadays because you have to have time to do to prepare your matzah tomorrow. The same thing over there. The original reason for the original mitzvah of learning for about Pesach 30 days before Pesach was because you have to bring you have to learn the halachas of the korban Pesach. How do we know that? Because the Gemara says on Daf Vav on the base, Shehari Moshe Omer Pesach Rishon Amas Hirel Pesach Sheni. Moshe was teaching the halachas of Pesach Sheni of the 14th of Iyar. He was teaching that on the 14th of Nisan. Now that really, there's no prohibition of eating chometz on 14th of Iyar. So what was he teaching? He was teaching the halachas of Korban Pesach. But it carries on nowadays. Nowadays we don't learn the halachas of Pesach. Nowadays we learn the halachas of matzah and chometz in just the same way as the prohibition for doing malacha on erev Pesach started off because of the korban. Nowadays it continues because of matzah and morah. Just say one or two words to finish off. And I saw a nice thing in the Pnei Yehoshua, and I think maybe what the Shia has really been about is that the 14th of Nisan is a Yom Tov. One doesn't always quite realise that. One thinks that one's getting ready for Yom Tov, but actually what we see in the Sugya is the 14th of Nisan is a Yom Tov, and the Pnei Yehoshua, he learns it out, he says there's a hint for this in the Torah itself. In Parshas Emor, it says, the Pasuk says this, Eile Moedei Hashem Asher Tikra Osam B'Moedam. These are the Moedim, these are the Yom Tovim. And the next Pasuk is, the Chodesh HaRishon on the first month, on the 14th day of the month. And then you have to bring the Korban, you have to slaughter the Korban Pesach. So what do you see? So the Torah says these are the festivals of Hashem. And the Torah says about the 14th of Nisan is one of the Yom Tovim. And we're now just the Erev Purim, we're nearly by Purim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, I think it's Daf Yud Beis on the base. The Gemara says that you have to start learning the halachas of Pesach on Purim. Because Purim is 30 days before Pesach. So Purim is the start of Pesach. Purim is all, you see that even more clearly. The Gemara in Tainis, that Chof Tetzomad Aleph, the Gemara says, "Mishenichnas Ada Marvim Besimcha." When Ada starts, we get happier. We what does Rashi say? That most people, I always used to think that means that Purim is a happy time. Rashi says a bit more than that in Tainis. Rashi says that these are Yimei Nisim Purim or Pesach. Yimei Nisim in Israel, these are times, it's not only Purim, it's also Pesach, because this starts the period, this starts the festive period, which are, these are days which are Masuga, these are days which are special times for miracles, for Yeshua's. That's the start of the happy season of Purim and of Pesach.